You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, my wife doesn't want to touch me. Is our marriage ending? What can I do to revitalize the marriage? That is a great question. I know a lot of you guys are dealing with this, where the sex is going, the marriage is just kind of taking its, kind of a whole drum day by day. It basically is going the same way as this opening monologue is. Yeah, right. Dull, whole drum. I don't even know the words for it. I apologize. But yeah, good example. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about ways to kind of spice up the marriage. And I know some of you go, no, those never work. We're going to talk practical ways. I'm not going to say go and buy something at Victoria's Secret. Okay, we'll talk about some practical ways for both of you. Because nobody wants our marriage to end. But we also want things like honeymooners. You know? And so we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about these Amber Alerts. Okay, there's been some complaints that people are getting late night emergency alerts on Amber Alerts. Some people are freaking out about it. I'm not. I just got an Amber Alert. I have a criticism with the Amber Alert. It doesn't stay on my phone long enough. Once I try to read it, it's off, so I need to figure that out. But we'll talk about Amber Alerts, how to deal with them. One Amber Alert that was just revealed was there's a California girl that has been abducted, and this California girl that was abducted when the mother and her brother were killed apparently was like a friend of the family, and the friend had a crush on this girl. I mean, some of the friends of your family could be absolute sick psychos. All right. Maybe what we need to do is teach each other some signs of how you need, not so much that your friend is a sick psycho, but where if you think your friends are becoming attracted to your family to the point where that they could kill your wife, kill your son, and then take your daughter. This is some real scary stuff. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So authorities now are hoping that the public could give them clues with the latest Amber Alert that may lead them to kidnapping and murder suspect James DiMaggio. He is a 40-year-old who is believed to have kidnapped a 16-year-old girl, and possibly an 8-year-old boy. I'm sorry, I thought the boy had died. I'm so sorry. The mother's body was found in DiMaggio's burned-down house in San Diego. So I guess law enforcement offices are all over the place, all right, trying to scour them down. I think a rumor had it that he was on his way to Canada. An Amber Alert was issued in Oregon for teen Hannah Anderson and her younger brother, Ethan. News broke today that he was actually a friend of the family who had a crush on the girl. Now, we've seen this, where abductions in the past have been a housekeeper or a gardener or somebody that's around the house. And you know how they say, keep your friends close and your enemies closer? You still have to keep your friends close because you have no idea if a friend could be an enemy. Remember, we talked about people being animals and how you cannot trust the average human being. Okay? Yes, you can trust your friends, you can trust your family, right? Trust your clergy, etc. But always have that awareness that somebody could go rogue, that somebody's animalistic tendencies can go into play. Animals and packs. Usually there's a lot of protection animals and packs. But if you have a little baby cub, how do you know some other animal may not try to attack your cub? All right? Okay, this is something that we see in the animal community, in the animal kingdom. And we unfortunately don't extrapolate that and realize that our kids could undergo the same sort of fate as animals could in the animal kingdom. Now, one thing I've been able to pick up on, just because I'm a girl and I never flirted the correct way is I'm able to pick up on see if somebody else is flirting with somebody else or if somebody has an eye on somebody else. Now, it's very, very hard because you don't want to start suspecting your friends. What about people who molested the family, your brother, your sister? You don't want to start suspecting that. But remember, you are the only one that's going to protect your child. You are the only one that can protect your child, which means you have to. All right. Do things in that child's best interest. So, for example, OK, one of the best things to do in a family event. All right. When you're like, look, I just want to kind of, you know, scope everything out is try to pretend you're distracted. OK. And you're off in a corner doing something like being on the phone. When you're on the phone, that's a great way for people to think, OK, well, dad's distracted or mom's distracted over here. Family's busy, and then take a look and see what everybody does. If you see one of the family members staring at your daughter, I'm not saying that family member is going to abduct, but try to figure out why. Now, if your little daughter is doing something funny or the little kids are doing something screwy and it seems like, yeah, it's attracted attention, that's fine. But if your daughter took off her cover-up and is in a bathing suit, a bikini, getting into the pool, and you're finding that Uncle Bob can't keep his eyes off of her, that could be a concern. All right. But again, he's not going to do that if he thinks you're looking. You know, same thing. Here's Aunt Edna, right? You know, staring at your little boy. It's just one of those things that you don't want to think about. You don't want to think that Aunt Edna, right, could possibly be a molester. You don't want to think that, but just watch and see. Okay. Another thing sometimes is your friends will be just acting normal. All of a sudden your teenage daughter walks into the room. They get louder. Now, I used to do that without even realizing that I liked somebody. Like, for example, if I liked somebody in class, right, they would come into class. All of a sudden, I would become louder, right? And I didn't realize that. It was just instinctive to try to get his attention to see me. And I had no, and somebody was like, you know, you have a crush on him? I'm like, no, what are you talking about? I didn't even talk to him. Yeah, but you changed when he entered the room. Sometimes you have no idea that subconsciously you are acting differently when somebody comes into a room. That's you as a parent needs to figure that out and be able to identify that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOC.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, and please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, whenever anything comes out and it seems to be successful, there's always going to be criticism. And I guess there's growing criticism about the Amber Alerts. From what we're hearing, many people are complaining that the late Monday night Amber Alert in California was not that helpful. It creeped people out. It causes confusion. It causes concern. And many people are, I guess, complaining about the Amber Alerts. Now, I understand why the Amber Alerts exist, and I'm a huge fan of them. I think it's phenomenal. California has a statewide emergency alert system. Cell phones will buzz, blare, flash with the news that somebody was kidnapped, such as Hannah, who had been kidnapped from San Diego. So getting people involved and using your community, I think, is phenomenal. I mean, in the olden days, whenever anything would happen, right, somebody would go out into the streets, yell, let everybody know what's going on. Now you don't have to sit there and hope that somebody out in the middle of the street is yelling, you'll be able to listen on your phone. Not to mention tornado warnings. I mean, a big concern people had for centuries was, how do they know a tornado's coming? What if the TV isn't on? What if the radio isn't on? Which is why many people in the Midwest always had a TV on or a radio on. I remember when my folks lived in Wichita, they were like, you always have to have something on so that, in case, you know, you are asleep and you miss the alarms, you know, you know what's going on around you. So the fact that your cell phone will buzz and blare, that it's wonderful. This is where, though, I think we're going to start losing people. And once you start losing people and they start to ignore things, you lose the power of what the Amber Alerts could do. My phone, for example, buzzes, beeps, flashes all the time because of emails and texts and Twitters and Facebook page updates. And even though I think I have most of those alarms off, my phone is always going off all night long. And so you start to get immune to what's happening with your phone. Now, about a half hour ago, I got an Amber Alert. I got an Amber Alert the same time I got two texts. When I tried to read it, the Amber Alert was gone, but the text came through. So what ends up happening is, I know I got an Amber Alert, I don't know what the hell it says. Right? The other problem you have is, if an Amber Alert says a girl was abducted, okay, what I think would be probably a little more helpful is the picture coming up, or the face coming up, and not small, but big. So at least it could hopefully get into a person's subconscious prior. Now, as we saw with the the Cleveland kidnapping case, as we've seen with many instances of abduction and kidnapping, etc., people on the outside, okay, people in the community can be lifesavers. And the Amber Alert system, I think, is something that needs to be perfected and used diligently. I just think people are going to be so immune to their phones buzzing, etc. I mean, you know, at first, when you got a message, you got a text, it's wow. Now I have to put my phone away if I want to be left alone. So I wouldn't go so far as these other people criticizing it. I don't want the Amber Alert system to stop. I think this wireless emergency alert, Amber Alerts, is a brilliant idea. Keep it up. I think it's important, but I think you'll have a lot of people out there that are going to just blow it off. And if that's the case, is there a way that doesn't allow them to blow it off so easily? Like, for example, I know this is going to tick people off, but what if somebody gets an Amber Alert, and in order to get it off your phone, you're looking at the picture of the person, and then you say, can you close this window? Then you close it. You know how, like, even with the text, I can't make a call without removing, you know, the window that has the text in it. Maybe something like that. All right. Where it takes a person to actively look at it in order to, and have the closed window button change all the time. So they can't just do it in their sleep, or they have to actually find the X to close the window. Then they see the girl, they see the boy, maybe something when it's in their subconscious, so that if they do see anything awry. But the other problem too, which we have with society these days, is everybody seems to mind their own business lately. You notice that, okay? People don't people watch like they used to. Why? Because it gives people the creeps. So now when you're on a subway, if you're on a bus, if you're at a bus stop, so you don't get into any trouble, so nobody starts a conversation with you, you hide in your little phone cybersphere. I even do that. If I have to sit and wait, it's not so much I'm bored. I would love to just sit and people watch. I think people watching is funny. I love it. You see who scratches themselves. You see some music in the background and people are kind of dancing to the music, but they can't really dance. It's very enjoyable. I love people watching, but I don't, because all of a sudden somebody's eyes, you know, fixate on yours, and you gotta, like, look away like it wasn't looking at you. because everybody assumes you're going to be looking like you're a pervert or you want the kid. So society these days now is everybody's eyes are turned away. So if somebody walked in front of me with a little girl, I wouldn't stop to look at that somebody walking with a little girl, you know, toe in hand, who's looking upset. I would probably be looking at my phone, minding my own business. All right. Maybe we need to kind of change things around and have a don't just mind your own business and bury your head into your cell phone. Look around, because there are people that abducted. There are signs, you know, like, for example, with Ariel Castro in Cleveland. All right. Some of the neighbors said he was an odd cat, and they said he was bringing things to the house, but we thought he lived alone. And then he had this daughter or this little girl with him, but no mother. And, you know, sometimes you saw the little girl, sometimes you didn't. All right. Now, from what we understand, the police were called once because they thought they heard some screaming. So they heard some screaming and maybe one of the women getting beaten. Police were called. They didn't see anything because the lights were out. They couldn't go in because, you know, they didn't have a search warrant. And so nothing happened. But when you start to hear all these neighbor accounts of how weird the situation was at Ariel Castro, you're like, well, why didn't, you know, more people step up? Now, some of you are saying, well, wait a second. Okay, we don't need any more busybodies. Okay, look at what happened with George Zimmerman. Well, I don't know. I don't know if George Zimmerman was so much being a busybody as much as, you know, the crime that they had dealt with in their community was something that prompted him where he wanted to take action. I don't know. I mean, we don't want busybodies. You know, if I have a screaming match at my husband, I really don't want the police coming, okay? Because usually, if I get a chance to speak, it means I'm winning, okay? So that I get to lay into him, say what I have to say, okay? He may yell and say, shut up, okay? And I may be like, well, I said this, you know, and you mumble as you leave the room, you know, you do that so you get the last word. All right, I don't want the police coming every time he and I have some discussion, okay? And it's a discussion, we talk loud. So I get that. But I think a lot of us as neighbors, as community people, etc., we really like to be left alone. We mind our own business. How many of you know your neighbors? But I mean, know your neighbors to the point that you know their names. I don't. I don't go outside. I don't talk to people, but there's a reason for it. The last time a new member came in, immediately they asked for medical stuff. Next day they came in bleeding. Now, not a big deal. I had no problem wrapping them up, etc. All right, but I don't want to be the neighborhood doctor either. I don't have all the supplies. I'm not an emergency room, not to mention the liability. Okay, now I don't mind as a good Samaritan doing things. I love doing things and I'll do it till the day I die, but I have no protection liability wise. Well, Dr. Dahlia sewed up my kid's head and it wasn't in a doctor's office, but I told you to come to the office and you didn't want to. So for me, I've had to lay off a little bit because once somebody knows me many times, they want something from me. And I think a lot of us feel that way. And it's a shame because I would, you know, if I didn't have to worry about liability, I would love to be the neighborhood doctor. Hell yeah. You know how nice that would be, right? Just set up shop. I have supplies, fix it. You feel good when you do good things like that. But there's no protection these days. So I just can't get into it. Oh, by the way, will you give me some Viagra? I'm going on a date. Right? And they're Corvettes in front of you. No. So as a doctor, yes, I've noticed I've started to isolate myself more because of that, because I just couldn't handle the request for medications from people that weren't my patient. I couldn't do that. But one thing I'd like our society to do is be more involved. All right. Do little patrols that are safe. I think society that sticks together is a better society. Don't go away. We're back. 1-877, Doc Dahlia.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dry Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So Walmart made the news again. Walmart's one of my favorite stores. Go there all the time, save money. But I also notice I've been not shopping there as often because every time I go there, I buy everything, and I need to stop doing that. If I just need toothpaste, I got to stop going to Walmart for just toothpaste because I end up going in for toothpaste, spending $150 on everything else. Now, yeah, like extra throw pillows. I don't need any extra throw pillows. We got so many throw pillows. Why am I so attracted to the throw pillows and the bin of throw pillows? I don't know. I'm a sucker for it. But anyway, Walmart stores has agreed to make safety improvements at more than 2,800 stores for employees who use trash compactors and handle chemicals. As part of an agreement with the Labor Department, they had to pay a $190,000 fine over safety violations that were found during inspections at a Rochester, New York area supercenter. The agreement, reported by USA Today, announced yesterday, stems from two 2011 inspections by the Labor Department's Occupational Safety and Health Administration at the stores in Gates, New York, and found serious hazards affecting Walmart workers. All right. Apparently, the hazards include unlocked and poorly secured trash compactor, an unguarded grinder, obstructed exit routes, an absence of training in the use of the compactor, and a general lack of information and training regarding the use of hazardous chemicals. Now, Walmart has been cited before for workplace safety between 2008 and 2010 in workplaces in Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Missouri, New York, North Dakota, and Omaha. Remember, Walmart is big. So for those of you going, oh my gosh, oh, Walmart has safety issues, I'm sure a lot of places do. Okay, I can't tell you how many times, right, a nurse will throw a box somewhere, but it'll be in front of a door, and I'm like, you can't do that. We got to, you know, sometimes, I don't know if it's UPS, but sometimes a delivery service will come, and they'll throw boxes, yeah, up against the wall, but in a hallway. And I'm like, why are you doing that? Somebody could trip. So it takes a very active management team and very cognizant employees who immediately see any threat and fix it. Okay? So, it's just one of those things where it's like you want to make sure your team is constantly trained and constantly aware. All right, somebody leaves water running in the bathroom. There's a urine that's supposed to be in a container, but they left it in the bathroom. You make sure your staff is always circulating, always checking. You know, you get fined and you get in trouble when there's repeated violations or it's so blatant. But when you show you're trying and you're going through every attempt to make sure your employees are safe, right? You have, and it's not just a handbook you hand out and having everybody sign the handbook. Because here's the thing, you as a boss or employer owner of a company can't say, look, I trained the staff, I did my part. It has to be an ongoing thing, like with OSHA. We always have OSHA come in every few years, go take a look around, make sure we're still doing it right. Is there something we're overlooking? Is there something new? I want to make sure my patients are safe and my staff is safe. Because as a doctor, as an employer, I have to be prepared for somebody doing something stupid. All right. I used to do something, things stupid. I mean, how many of us have left ovens on? How many of us cut something, cut a vegetable? Then the phone rings. We run to get our phone. We leave the knife there on the counter. It's just one of those things where you need, you know, and a very easy thing to do is every hour you have somebody do a 5-minute rove around. And that person, there could be an alarm on their phone, and they have to go around and roam around, or you could do it every half hour, then just make sure everything, every nook and cranny is closed and done whatever. Trash compactors closed or sealed, doorways open and available for people to get out of. If there's a fire, fire doors unlocked, the safety checklist, all right? And then they time it. So if you do get an inspection, okay, you could show what your staff is doing. You could show the time stamp that was done. And then you could see, oh, you know what? Looks like there was a flaw. I completely didn't realize that the betadine was being splashed around. Good point. We'll make sure that anybody pouring the betadine is pouring it low, etc. And you could do like a once a day reminder for staff to pour things low or use their goggles or use these shields, etc. But usually when it comes because, you know, many of you own companies, many of you are employers, and we always talk about employee-employer relations, lawsuits, fines, etc., because I don't want any of you to be sitting ducks, especially when you run a pretty tight ship, and I hate, you know, somebody else getting fined for other people's stupidity, but then you need to have a process in place. Okay? Most people don't do that. Most people don't have everything in order. You know, I like to watch Deadliest Catch, and I guess the Coast Guard decided to do a surprise inspection on one of the boats of on Deadliest Catch. I forget which I could see the captain. I forget what his name is. Was it Sig Hansen, maybe? I forget. And that wasn't set up. You know, Deadliest Catch, yeah, they know how to film the most interesting stuff, but I don't think the surprise inspection was set up We've been watching the show for a while. How many surprise inspections do you see? So Coast Guard decides to give him a surprise inspection. I mean, he didn't really stress. I mean, everything was where it was supposed to. Okay, and the fact that he took such care to make sure that everything was where it was supposed to. They had to, where was his firearm? His firearm was in a safe place. Has he been doing his logging? He's been doing the logging. The logs were really well done, etc. You know, so a lot of times you're going through painstaking efforts to show that pleases these people. It's if you don't give a damn and you're half-assed, now they're going to look for more stuff. And that's how you have to approach it. You know, we were talking about this woman who a veterinarian called animal control on her because her dog was in a car accident. She took him to an emergency care center. The emergency care got up to about $1,300, and the vet said, look, we got to do some emergency surgery. I'm not sure if there was internal bleeding. I'm not sure what's going on. But the emergency surgery would have cost another $10,000. So she goes, I don't have that. Can I do a payment plan? Is there a insurance or something? They didn't offer that. She goes, you know what? I got to take him home. I don't have the money. She had called family, friends, didn't have the money. So the vet said, look, you're leaving against our advice. Have you signed the form? Which is what doctors and vets do, all right? But then animal control visited her the next day. Now, the case was dropped, okay? But now she's turning around and suing the vet clinic $1 million. Now, even though both sides I kind of feel bad for, I feel bad for her because she couldn't afford to take care of her pet, and she almost lost the pet. Okay, even though it looks like she tried, she called friends, she called family, which, by the way, I always document. She tried to inquire about a insurance plan or a payment plan. She didn't qualify for that, etc. So animal control looked at her. Apparently, they dropped the investigation because they thought that she really wasn't being cruel. It's just that was pretty expensive. The vets, they're required by law to do that. They are required by law if they think that an animal could be in danger, not so much from abuse, as much as we have an animal that couldn't be treated. Can animal control come in and see how they could help? All right, like when we have to call Child Protective Services, it's not so much that we want to nail the parents and get them thrown in jail. We want to get an agency out to the home to see if there's something that could be done to help. And I know some of you are like, well, guys, some people overcall them. It's true. There's some busybodies out there, right? You're trying to discipline your kid in a restaurant, telling him to stop it or putting him in timeout in a corner, and somebody decides to call Child Protective Services. You're like, look, let me discipline my kid. I'm not hitting him. I mean, let me do the timeout in a restaurant. I get that. But for the vet to be sued for $1 million because they did what was in their best interest for the animal, I hate seeing these damned if you do, damned if you don't, where you're screwed either way. If they didn't call animal control, if they let her take the dog home and the dog died, they'd be liable. She could sue them for that too. Even with the AMA form, a good lawyer will work around that. So as you could see, it's just one of those things. All right, guys, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Dr. Alex.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Herbert and Catherine Scheibel will be charged with murder for the quote-unquote faith-healing death of their 8-month-old infant. All right. For those of you not familiar with the story, 8-month-old Brandon had died of pneumonia in April, and they had not wanted to seek medical help. They had used faith healing. And he had died 3 days after he came down with a cold and flu symptoms. Now, their defense lawyer had argued that there was no evidence of malice, which is required for third-degree murder. The judge, however, disagreed. Now, apparently, he upheld the murder charges. All right. The couple considers themselves to be fundamentalist Christian. And they say, we believe in divine healing, that Jesus died on the cross to break the devil's power. And this is what the father, Herbert Scheibel, 45 years old, told homicide detectives after Brandon died. Their other 7 surviving children are now in foster care. Catherine Scheibel, 44, has been out on bail. Her husband remains in custody. The lawyer said plea negotiations are possible. They had been convicted of involuntary manslaughter in his death and placed on 10 years of probation, which included an order to get annual checkups and medical care as needed for their children. Brandon had been deemed healthy at a newborn checkup, but then, unfortunately, the doctor did not know that he had been sick. When he was sick, they waited 3 days to take the child, unfortunately. Now, faith healing, they say, kills about 12 kids a year. That's a lot. That's a lot. And it's very easy, you know, for us to say, all right, we could ban faith healing. I think Oregon banned faith healing. But we got to stop for a second here, okay? All right, you know, we got to protect the kids, and I think a lot of us are in agreement with that. But the reason why this isn't such a slam dunk, as some people say, is we in America do appreciate and respect people's beliefs. And you have parents out there, and you have a variety of sects and denominations that are very concerned with modern-day medicine. Some of you will think they're rightfully so. Some of you will think absolutely vaccines could, you know, be of concern, or medications, etc. Some of you say, you know, these people are crazy. So the reason why this isn't so cut and dry is you have people that either fear medications, or they fear doctors, or their belief in Jesus and or their religion is so strong that going against that, they believe could cause harm to their family. And so when somebody's kid dies because they chose faith healing as opposed to medication, all right, our first instinct is to say, well, these guys have to be put away because they could kill their other kids. All right, you know, what are they thinking, etc. But, you know, being a parent, and I have a very strong religious belief of my own spirituality. I don't know what it would be like to have that type of belief where you wouldn't use doctors and you would rely on God to heal. So I couldn't imagine what might have been going on with them when they were making this decision. But I don't think there was anything malicious either. Usually people that believe in faith healing or who don't believe in utilizing modern medicine or are afraid of vaccinating their kids, it's not because they want the kid to die. It's because they're afraid of hurting their kids. Now, this topic is so relevant to us is, you know, we just had a case where a mom over Thanksgiving vacation a few years ago, Thanksgiving weekend, went and got the child some Motrin, children's Motrin over the counter. The child immediately had this desquamated toxic epidermal necrolysis reaction to it. Motrin, I believe, just settled a case or a lawsuit. And parents hear this going, oh my gosh. Now, mind you, okay, there could be just as many reactions with antibiotics and other medicines out there. That, you know, we don't hear about all of them. This one made news, okay? I'm not saying child's Motrin is any less safe than anything else out there, because any of these medicines could cause a Stevens-Johnson syndrome or a toxic epidermal necrolysis syndrome where the skin starts to peel off and you have this huge inflammatory effect with the medication. But if I was a parent and my kid had a fever, I would obviously have some hesitation. Now, many people will argue with me, and it's really not an argument because I really like to listen to what they have to say, that you don't give antipyretics or fever reducers because the fever is supposed to fight the infection. Many of you have asked me that too. They're like, why are we trying to artificially lower the body's immune response? Let those pyrenes get out there and let it raise the body temperature to try to kill off the bacteria. You got a good point. You know, I mean, God made us, nature made us, they made us for a reason. All right. Fever reducers have been around for about 100 plus years, but that doesn't mean we're supposed to use them. The problem is as a doctor, I realized very early on when I tried to do it more natural that, like, for example, when my kid had a fever, he wouldn't eat. He would just lie there listless in the living room. When I tried to get the fever down, boom, he started to take fluids. He started feeling better. He started to improve. So for me, I found out the very first time my kid had a fever that waiting didn't work. Plus, I was very nervous about febrile seizures when temperature rises so quickly your kid could seize. And so for me, I'm very comfortable with fever reducers. But then you hear the story about what happened with the children's Motrin and the mom. That's some scary stuff. And, you know, one subject we bring up a lot on the show, and feel free to chime in, you know, have you had such a scary event with a medication or vaccine or something over the counter that your faith in medicine is not overpowering your personal faith in God as a result? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when you have parents that know of people whose child is autistic, and the parent of the autistic child claims everything was fine until after their four-month-old shots or their year-old shots, etc. Even though I, as a doctor, I know autism is more genetic, all right? If something else could have happened with the vaccine, there could be side effects with anything out there. I'm still pro-vaccine. I think protecting our kids against infectious diseases should be at the forefront of all medicine, but I get that. If a parent doesn't want to give the vaccine, I get that. Now, there was a big movement and discussion and debate if parents who don't want to vaccinate their kids, if they should be up on child abuse charges, and if child protective services could get involved. That's crazy. I don't know how we would allow government to come in and mandate what we give our children. But this story of faith healing is not that far off. Okay, the child died. So, of course, the parents are going to be up on charges because the child might have wanted medicine. The child had no choice. The child was a victim. He died because the parents did not take him to the doctor. Okay? Now, some people could say, well, he could have died anyway, even going to the doctor. We'll never know. But there's many people out there that, quote, unquote, faith heal. All right? We don't know about it. But they go, look, I'm not going to plug antibiotics. I'm not going to plug my kid with antibiotics. Okay? I'm going to do symptomatic measures. We'll do the chicken soup, and we're going to pray. Many people do that. They may not call themselves faith healers, but they do that. So then when is a parent liable for not taking them to the doctor and getting allopathic medicine, etc.? Homeopathic medicine, the parents could be up on charges too. Well, I wanted to go to a homeopath instead of a doctor. Kid dies of pneumonia. So, you know, we don't have, I think, well demarcated laws for this. But it's a subject that really needs to be addressed and defined. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.